Using DNA evidence, the Wisconsin Innocence Project helped free a Texas man who did time for a rape and murder he didn't commit. Keith Finley is co-director of the UW-Madison Law School Project. He says in that case, the suspect confessed, just like those in New York's Central Park beating.
In the Central Park case, there were videotapes of some of the confessions, but they only videotaped the final portion and didn't videotape the bulk of the interrogations that led up to that final portion. One of the key reforms that we think could help prevent this type of wrongful conviction is if police departments would videotape the entirety of the interrogation from start to finish.
That way, police would be less likely to use improper pressure in getting a confession from a suspect. Finley says two states, Alaska and Minnesota, currently require the full interrogation to be on audio or videotape. DNA evidence has helped exonerate at least two people in Wisconsin. Finley says across the country, such scientific proof has resulted in freedom for more than 100 people who were wrongly jailed over the last decade. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.